Talk Live, dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. As we launch here into the second hour of the program, joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And, by the way, the main feature of the site actually allows you to control the content. The stuff that you see there on the front page, the main items and the main column there, those are all created by listeners like you. You can, when you find something online, take that URL and put it into our site, submit it as show prep. It shows up in the upcoming stories queue, and that's where people will then vote as to whether they like or dislike what it is that you have placed there. You get to vote on things, too, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. So, again, 1-800-259-9231 is the number here. There's news out of the New York Times, and kind of off and on here on Free Talk Live over the last decade that we've been doing the show. We've been keeping an eye on the status of the big media, the old guard, if you will, and watching as they, like the other old guards in the world, like the big record companies, the RIAA, Recording Industry Association of America, the Motion Picture Association of America, the MPAA, watching these organizations that have a certain way of doing business, watching as they thrash and they struggle and they nip and they do everything they possibly can, like a dying animal or a dinosaur, trying to stay alive, trying to keep their old, outdated, decrepit business model alive in this, the 21st century. It's just been kind of an interesting, like watching a train wreck. It's horrifying, but you can't turn away.
Yeah, you can't.
This isn't quite as horrifying, but it is also interesting in that same kind of manner. Watching.
A lot slower.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. It's taking years and years for these people to either come to conclusions that are correct and change their business model in a more positive manner, or to slowly die off. And, of course, we've seen newspapers dying over the last – newspapers are having the toughest time. Radio, television, they are doing all right in comparison to newspapers. But it's newspapers that may not survive, the next decade.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that there's...
I think they're going to have to in some form or another, but some of them, a few newspapers out there are doing okay, but the largest amount of dailies are really just taking it on the chin. It seems to be the weekly format that's largely ads and advertorial. That is thriving still.
They're doing well.
But the daily form where the journalism is, and this is, I think,
or was. I mean, if you look at our local newspaper, it's sad.
Yeah, it's all the stories I read in there are pretty not well covered.
Well, when you're talking about the big ones, though, L.A., Miami, New York, these are where the journalists, the premier journalists, tend to sit.
Right.
Magazines too. I don't want to diminish
those are dying
magazines.
Too.
Magazines are having a tough time. There's no doubt about it. And where, I guess my question is always when we bring this up, where is the journalism going to come from? Because people want good journalism.
Bloggers.
Bloggers just, they don't make any money. They do it for fun.
Well, plus it's really hit or miss and very opinionated out there. So you have to find somebody who's a little objective and very reliable.
I don't know, Mark. I mean, that's a great question. And if anybody has any suggestions, you're certainly welcome to call in at 800-259-9231. But a new model is necessary.
Yeah, people want to get their journalism for free right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is the model on the Internet, that I should be able to go to the Internet and I should be able to pull up a New York Times story and read that New York Times story that a journalist was paid at high five figures, low six figures a year to write. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, I'm going to give you some of these numbers here in this article about the New York Times and what they're going to do. And when you hear those numbers, it might give you an idea as to how journalism could be funded on into the future. But the problem is with the New York Times, this is behemoth. It's this humongous organization with all kinds of levels of bureaucracy that may not be necessary in order to run a news organization today. So let's jump into this here.
Right. Well, I would agree with that the good journalists of the world don't need a good editor. That's a position that they don't need. And then all that other stuff that goes into, making and delivering sticky, ugly paper that puts ink on your fingers. I don't think people want that as much anymore.
So there's news all over the place on this. Reuters has Felix Salmon reporting that the New York Times paywall has arrived. It's going up in Canada today and then worldwide on March 28th. The most comprehensive source for the gritty details is a frequently asked questions over on the New York Times website, which does explain does things like explain the difference between an item and a page view, whatever that means. He says a slideshow or a multi-page article is one item, no matter how many slides it contains. The New York Times has decided not to make the paywall very cheap and porous in the first instance as people get used to it. $15 for 4 weeks might be cheap compared to the cost of a print subscription, but $195 per year, I don't know. That's, how much more is that compared to, or less is that compared to a print subscription? It sounds maybe on par.
I don't know about a print subscription of the New York Times. I would suspect that's a lot more, but the local, that's a local paper subscription.
Yeah. $195 per year is still enough with no cost, right? I mean, as far as you're printing papers, that there's a cost involved in that, but there's very, very low cost involved in propagating articles on the Internet. It's just the cost of storage, servers, and data
journalists.
Transfer. Journalists. Well, the journalists, right. But they're already paying their journalists, right, Mark? So
they pay them to write the things that people are going to read. I mean, yeah. And they have an expectation as to how many articles they're going to get out of these people. They're paying them per article, essentially.
$195 per year is still enough money to give readers pause and to drive them elsewhere. And similarly, 20 articles per month is lower than I would have expected at launch. And what he's referring to there is that they're going to allow you to have 20 articles free. So you'd be able to read 20 articles for free in a month's time on the New York Times site. And if you hit that 20-article limit, they will then demand that you sign up for an account.
Then you start getting your news elsewhere.
Rather than take full advantage of their ability to change the numbers over time, the New York Times seems to have decided they're going to launch at the kind of levels they want to see over the long term, which is a bit weird. Instead, the New York Times has sent out an email to its loyal readers that they'll get a special offer to save on our new digital subscriptions come March 28th. This seems upside down to me. It's the loyal readers who are most likely to pay premium rates for digital subscriptions, while everybody else is going to need a special offer to shivvy them along. The paywall is anything but simple, with dozens of different variables for consumers to try to understand. Start with the price. The website is free, so long as you read fewer than 20 items per month. And so are the apps, so long as you confine yourself to the top news section. You can also read articles for free by going in through a side door, like following a link from Twitter or Facebook or Reuters.com should never be a problem, unless and until you try to navigate away from that item that was linked to. Beyond that, $15 per four-week period gives you access to the website and also its smartphone app, while $20 gives you access to the website and also its iPad app. But if you want to read the New York Times on both your smartphone and your iPad, you'll need to buy both digital subscriptions separately and pay an eye-popping $35 every 4 weeks. That's $455 a year. The message being sent here is weird, that access to the website is worth nothing. Mathematically, if A plus B equals 15, A plus C equals 20, and A plus B plus C equals 35, then A equals 0. Meanwhile, at least where I live in New York, a print subscription, which gets you the newspaper only on Sundays, costs $19.60 every 4 weeks, and it comes with free access to the web and tablet versions of the newspaper, which creates the slightly odd proposition that if you want to use the New York Times iPad app, you're marginally better off of subscribing to the print newspaper on Sundays and throwing it away unread than you are just subscribing to the app on its own. The pricing structure is also a strong disincentive to use the iPad app at all. Of course, if you're already paying $15 every 4 weeks to have full access to the website, why on earth would you pay extra just to be able to read the paper on its own dedicated app? This is the equivalent, Mark, of us
crazy.
This would be the equivalent of us creating a Free Talk Live app, which we don't have specifically. There's a Liberty Radio app, which is pretty cool. But creating our own Free Talk Live app so you can listen to our streams on your iPad and then charging people for it when they can just go tune in our stream with any one of the number of free stream tuning software out there that they can use. If you're not confused yet, we'll come back with more about the New York Times' brilliant plan to add a paywall to their website.
You've heard the saying, one good thing leads to another? It's true, especially when you're talking about CentOS. Choosing CentOS for your company's rental uniform leads you to the finest service, quality, and innovation. And now it leads you to popular Carhartt branded apparel. That's right. CentOS, the leading provider of rental uniform programs, and Carhartt, the premier brand of retail workwear, have partnered to bring you a new and exclusive offering. It's the Carhartt Rental Workwear Program, only from CentOS. You'll enjoy CentOS's weekly pickup and delivery, professional cleaning and repairs. You'll look good and feel good wearing comfortable Carhartt branded apparel. You'll wear Carhartt to work, and CentOS will do your laundry. The Carhartt Rental Workwear Program is exclusive to CentOS. It's easy to get started. Have your company go to CentOS.com for all the details. That's CINTAS.com. CentOS, the uniform people.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything at 800-259-9231. If you've got a comment on the inevitable death of some of the old media, at least those who refuse to change their business model in a way that will actually be effective into the 21st century. Mm-hmm. The New York Times is attempting to do something, but it doesn't seem like it's going to really work pan out for them. We're going to give you some more details on their brilliant plan to institute a paywall on their website in the hopes that this will somehow rescue them from their failing.
Sounds like a brilliant suicide plan.
Yeah, their failing old business model of printing papers up.
We're going to continue that here in a moment. 800-259-9231. Want to also invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, where our business plan is a little bit different. We give you our product for free, and then we ask you to voluntarily support the show, which you are welcome to do.
Well, we give you perks. We give you a premium. There's a premium membership that you can essentially get with the Amplifier program.
Sure, there's a little bit of added value, but for the most part, it's something that you can do to show your appreciation in the same way that some bands have figured out that they can do pretty well for themselves by cutting out the middleman, releasing their product directly online, and then allowing people to donate essentially whatever they feel it's worth. It's working out for people. It's called the freemium model, and the New York Times hasn't quite gotten that yet. But first,
have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people without lawyers who must know what it takes to win. As a matter of fact, I just filed a motion that I learned how to do, at least in part, through Jurisdictionary.com. And for people with lawyers who have to know what their lawyers should be doing so they can keep an eye on them and minimize the legal fees and maximize winning. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and it's so easy. The average eighth grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. You can get it at jurisdictionary.com. I highly recommend it. If you're going, if you want to take the government to court or anybody else to court, you really just can't wander in there on your own and expect things to go well for you. Jurisdictionary.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here. Don't forget, freetalklive.com is where you can go to see the Shrine of Female Listeners and more. The Shrine are the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of this program. Go and see them. If you're a lady listener, get details on how to become part of the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com. Let's continue. Take your phone calls, and we'll continue with some of the details on this silly plan on the part of the New York Times to add a paywall to their website. Let's talk first to Barry, listening to WNMT in northern Minnesota. Hello, Barry.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Barry. What's on your mind tonight?
You guys are talking about the New York Times and this ridiculous notion that we're actually going to pay more for this than the website than we do for the paper. And I was just sitting here thinking, you know, the biggest websites in the world, the most successful websites in the world, which are also, by the way, some of the most successful companies in the world, what do? They offer their website for free.
Yep. Yeah. Google, Facebook.
Way to go.
They make their money off advertising, and the most important distinction to make is they actually offer something that people want.
Hmm. Huge money, by the way. I mean, Google and Facebook, these are huge companies.
People want the New York Times. I think that, I mean, it's one of the largest. It's certainly the largest, most distributed paper in the nation.
It is on the decline.
As they all are, but that's because people
are
getting...
the old dinosaur mainstream media, because the underground media and other sources, like you guys, by the way, who do a great job at this kind of thing. And there's a lot more out there. I'm somebody trying to do this, too. It's because people don't have faith in these outlets anymore. They could come to your door and give you a counseling with a special New York Times advisor for $10 a month. We're not going to do it because we don't buy it anymore. People have had it. People have had it with being told everything is fine, just go with this guy and he's going to fix it all. We know better now.
The problem is that the bureaucrats really love these outlets, and so they're not going to let them die that easily.
Yes, they will. All these will be made public at some point. They'll all be made NPR style. There's plans in the works.
That's true.
Over large chunks of media. You guys are definitely onto this, I'm sure.
About that. It's actually been a while since that story has kind of bubbled up, but it did kind of pop up, I think it was a year or so ago, when certain newspaper companies...
American citizens are going to freak out their ass.
Well, where certain newspaper companies, just to bring our listeners up to speed, were essentially going to their government people and saying, hey, we're having a tough time.
We want a bailout.
How about you can help us out? It hasn't quite gotten to the point of a bailout where the government would take partial ownership or full ownership, but they have basically suggested that they'd be allowed to run as 501c3s, nonprofit organizations, and get special favors, essentially, from legislation.
And, guys, what comes with a government bailout, as we saw with banks and car companies? New rules.
Sure, ownership strings. Yeah.
Every time.
Oh, yeah, sure, we'll bail your paper out, but you don't get to critique so-and-so.
There's no such thing as a free lunch.
Yeah.
When will Americans get it?
Well, and already the papers are lapdogs of the states. I mean, it's just a formality at this point.
Yeah, it's just how are we going to reword this press release so it sounds like I wrote it, mm-hmm. you know?
Why can't they just compete with the underground media who does, you know, pick some butt on the internet?
Mm-hmm.
Well, but they might have to, is what we're seeing. There's not a government bailout. Yeah, we can take them to the ground here, and if they compete on an honest level with the underground media, they'll lose because they have agendas that go beyond the average guy just trying to figure it out. And so that's really all I wanted to say. You guys are great, and keep it up.
Good thoughts, Barry. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 1-800-259-9231. You can join us at freetalklive.com as we continue with Bill in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Meg, and Mark. Hello, Bill.
Good evening, everyone.
Hey.
I've got a slightly different take on this. I think this is a brilliant time by the New York Times, I guess.
Really?
Is doing it.
What's brilliant about it?
It allows them to sue you into oblivion. That's basically what it is.
For what?
What's happened is, I don't know if you're familiar with the Wright Haven case, but Wright Haven was a bottom feeding, ambulance chasing, attorney group that was being, outsourced by, major media. And what they were doing was, what has gotten leaked out was that certain content was getting posted on blogs, somebody in behest of the newspaper company online, XYZ company, goes in and scrapes a page from their website, goes over to Joe Blow's blog, posts the entire article on the comments section, and then here comes Wright Haven about 2 or 3 days later, ready to sue you for copyright infringement. And by you, I'm the person who ran the blog.
Yeah, but that's not going to get them very far. I mean, what are they going to get out of the average blogger, the $10 a month they're paying for web hosting?
They'll just arbitrarily put $25,000 fine for each infringed article.
They're going to pay a lot more for their lawyers than they are for whatever they're going to get squeezed out of those stones.
What about other news organizations that use their content and reporting?
Well,
I don't know. I mean,
that's just it. Other news organizations pay a content fee to, like, say, the AP or Reuters. They license that content out. Now, the reason for the paywall, ironically, is when Wright Haven was trying to take this blogger to court, the judge ruled, look, you've got your content out there in the form of a tweet link, through Facebook link, and all this different stuff. You can't go around and putting that content out there for free and not expect somebody to absorb that content.
So now they're going to have it behind a paywall, and they'll say, all right, well, now we can go after you. Interesting speculation,
what
and I thank you for the call.
What if it's one of your 20 free articles?
good question.
800-259-9231. More about the old media's death throes in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
You've heard the saying, one good thing leads to another? It's true, especially when you're talking about CentOS. Choosing CentOS for your company's Riddle uniform leads you to the finest service, quality, and innovation. And now it leads you to popular Carhartt branded apparel. That's right, CentOS, the leading provider of Riddle uniform programs, and Carhartt, the premier brand of retail workwear, have partnered to bring you a new and exclusive offering. It's the Carhartt Riddle Workwear Program, only from CentOS. You'll enjoy CentOS's weekly pickup and delivery, professional cleaning and repairs. You'll look good and feel good wearing comfortable Carhartt branded apparel. You'll wear Carhartt to work, and CentOS will do your laundry. The Carhartt Riddle Workwear Program is exclusive to CentOS. It's easy to get started. Have your company go to CentOS.com for all the details. That's CINTAS.com. CentOS, the uniform people.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini.
Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, you dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there for free, features including our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you. WIKI wiki.freetalklive.com. We'll get you there. That's wiki.freetalklive.com.
Why don't you imagine opening your front door and coming face to face with your identity thief, the criminal who wasn't content to steal your bank accounts and use your credit cards. This guy knows where you live, and he's staking your house out and watching your family. That's what Fox News reported on about one woman. Fortunately, she had advanced warning from LifeLock. She said without LifeLock, she wouldn't have known the thieves were coming, and added, LifeLock services are legit. They do what they say they'll do, and it's worth it. If you don't want to suffer a personal and financial firestorm that identity theft brings, protect yourself and your family with the same identity theft protection that I use. LifeLock. It's the best, and it's guaranteed. So join me on my mission that not one of you will fall victim to identity theft this year. I need you to call now. I was able to get you a 60-day bonus of LifeLock protection. Do it today. Do it for your family. You don't want to have to deal with the troubles that identity theft brings. It's not just guys coming to your door, although that would be terrible. But just the trouble with your credit cards and stuff being loans being taken out of your name and how it destroys your credit. Call 800-242-2693. It's 800-242-2693.
And make sure you call that number if you want to Free Talk Live to get credit for your call. Don't go through their website to sign up. Call that number.
800-242-2693.
All right, so we continue here. Taking a look at the death throes of the old media, and getting the details out here on this new paywall program that the New York Times is instituting. And I'm sure there are a number of other newspapers that are eyeballing this and watching to see what happens.
I'm sure all of them are very excited to write this article.
Well, Reuters is actually where this report is coming from, and their columnist here, Felix Salmon, is tearing the New York Times a new one over this, pointing out that it's confusing, that there are all kinds of different pricing points and options, and that it's just going to be bewildering for customers, many customers, to try to figure out exactly what to do here. And as he points out, some of it just is completely nonsensical. For instance, why, he says, would you want to pay $15 every 4 weeks for their regular subscription on their website, which gives you full access to their website, and then on top of that, pay more to have access to an app on your iPhone? Yeah. When the app is crippled compared to what the website has, he points out that I, for one, prefer the experience of reading the New York Times on my web browser on my iPad rather than reading an iPad app which has no search, no links, no archives, no social recommendations, etc. So why would you want to pay for extra for that? He says if the New York Times wanted to kill any incentive to read and develop its iPad app, it's going about it the right way. Well, what does all this mean for the New York Times company? I can't see how it's good. The paywall is certainly being set high enough that a lot of regular readers will not subscribe. These are readers who would normally link to the New York Times from their blogs. They would tweet New York Times articles. Those who would post articles on Facebook, and so on. As a result, not only will traffic from these readers decline, but so will all their referral traffic, too. The New York Times makes more than $300 million a year in digital ad revenue. Pay attention to that. That comes back to what I was saying before, Mark, about something viable as far as how do you pay these journalists? Yep. Well, the New York Times is making $300 million a year just from online ad revenue. Could you run a newspaper and pay some journalists for $300 million per year? Not the newspaper, but an online publication? Could you do that?
I think you could.
yeah.
Quite easily.
How many journalists could you hire for $300 million a year?
Yeah.
Get your IT department and some journalists, and you've got yourself a newspaper.
I really
online.
Want to see what happens with the Christian Science Monitor. I mean, in a longer term than what we're dealing with.
They quit printing and they went online only.
They went online only. This was one of the most prestigious newspapers in the world. I mean, you can say what you want about it. You know,
it's a great reporting.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I don't know what it has to do with Christian Science. Got no idea. But they recently, it was in the past year or so, maybe it was a little over a year, decided they weren't going to print any more newspapers, and they were going to go all online.
That's right.
I just not a lot of people reading the newspaper with breakfast anymore. I can tell you some are, though.
I pick it up to make collages. Yeah. Or paper mache.
There was an Onion article about recently, theonion.com, about how newspaper subscribers are now basically just the ransom note makers.
Anyway. They need to charge people that want to read the pulp form of the newspaper for the pulp form of the newspaper. It needs to...
Because they're being subsidized by ads right now, right?
Right. And that's what... The ads... It needs to be in a format where they're separate. There needs to be a wall between the two. The online needs to pay for the online. The offline needs to pay for the offline. And then you can see how these models work. When you mix the two... then there's a problem.
So the New York Times makes more than $300 million a year in digital ad revenue. So even a modest decline in page views relative to what the site could have generated without the paywall can mean many millions of dollars foregone. On top of that, the paywall itself costs them somewhere over $40 million to develop. Well, I thought I poured too much money into the AMP automation system, which has been plaguing me for the last 5 years. But $40 million? Whew. And wait... just keep that figure in mind, because we're going to come back to the paywall and the technical aspect of this $40 million system that they've created. You won't believe what they've done. Against all that, how much revenue will the paywall actually bring in? A very large number of the paper's most loyal readers are already print subscribers and get access to the website at no extra cost. So the new revenues from the paywall will only come from people who read the website a lot, but who don't subscribe in print. Because remember, you still get the free 20 stories per month. So how many of those people are there?
Well, Emily Bell reckons that the number of people who even hit the paywall in the first place is only about 5% of the New York Times' 33 million or so unique visitors. That's 1.6 million people. Compare the 1.3 million people who already subscribe to the paper on Sundays. The former is not a perfect superset of the latter, of course, but there's a big overlap. So let's just say realistically that the New York Times is going after a universe of no more than 800,000 people that it's going to ask to subscribe. And let's be generous and say that 15% of them do so. The New York Times is hoping that 1 to 10% of their subscribers, their total subscribers, will do it. So paying an average of 200 per year apiece, that's extra revenues of $24 million per year for the New York Times. $24 million is a minuscule amount for the New York Times company as a whole. It's dwarfed not only by total revenues, but even by those total digital advertising revenues of more than $300 million a year. This is what counts as a major strategic move within the New York Times?
Yeah. This guy obviously knows his stuff. He's done the math, and he's making them look really silly.
As Ken Doctor notes, the Times Select fiasco, which is unceremoniously killed in 2007 to no one's regret, was bringing in a good $10 million per year. The new paywall is much more elaborate and expensive and is being introduced into a website which is currently something of a cash cow in regards to ad revenues. So, by my back-of-the-envelope math, the paywall won't even cover its own development costs for a good 2 years, and beyond that will never generate enough money to really make a difference to the New York Times company revenues. Maybe that might change if the New York Times breaks its promise to offer full website access for free to all of its print subscribers. But that decision would be fraught in all manner of other ways. For the time being, though, I just can't see how this move makes any kind of financial sense for the New York Times. The upside is limited, and the downside is that it ceases to be the paper of record for the world. Who would take that bet? 1-800-259-9231 Wow. Is the SACL CAI toll-free line. But if you thought that was good, here's news from Tech Dirt. Now, we told you $40 million is what the New York Times paid for this paywall. Should be pretty good for that kind of money, right?
Yeah.
$40 million. They must have had a team of experts working on this thing.
I would imagine Bug Me Not has already figured out how to get past it.
Well, we'll tell you in a moment here how to get past the paywall at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. Certainly your comments on the death of old media, welcome. You don't have to just focus on the New York Times. They're just one of the more visible organizations that is having trouble in this new century. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
It's the shirt you wear most. An essential in any professional man's wardrobe. It's the white dress shirt. And for over half a century, the Paul Frederick White 10-Point Oxford Dress Shirt has set the standard for quality, comfort, and style. It regularly starts at $40 or more. But we're so confident that it will become your favorite shirt, we're making it available at the exclusive introductory price of only $19.95. Go to 1995shirt.com and choose our classic button-down with button cuffs or our traditional street collar with either button or French cuffs. Choose from regular, trim, and big and tall sizes with 55 combinations of collar and sleeve lengths for an exact fit. Order today and you'll also receive free monogramming and $8.50 value. Go to 1995shirt.com right now to order your Paul Frederick White 10-Point Oxford Dress Shirt for just $19.95. Enter promo code TUCK. That's 1995shirt.com. Promo code TUCK.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, MicroPlant Powder. Our MicroPlant Powder is rich in iodine, probiotics, zinc, and silica to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. MicroPlant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Dial in toll free, bring up whatever's on your mind. We're talking about the death of old media right now. 800-259-9231. But you don't have to stay on topic. It's up to you. You decide over at freetalklive.com is where you can get interactive with us. You can also dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. On our website, you'll find a lot of archives going all the way back to late 2006. All of it is free. The archives are right there at the top of the page. So click and download. Take as many as you want. And don't worry about it. You don't have to pay for anything. Because HostGator is covering your costs.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. They have more than 4,500 templates, and their site builder tools make it easy. Whether you want a personal blog or complete e-commerce business website, you can let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you. If you do, you'll get a 99.9% uptime guarantee, a 45-day money-back guarantee, 24/7 technical support, and if you use the portal that we've created for you, HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com, you'll also get your first month completely free. It's HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
All right, so we continue here. We will, of course, take your calls about anything. We're talking about the New York Times and its plan to institute a paywall. It's starting up pretty much immediately for Canada, and then they're going to do it worldwide on March 28th. Where essentially the plan is that you'll be able to read 20 articles, or presumably your IP address will be able to read 20 articles per month. And if you hit that limit, you'll also be able to link in from other places and read those for free. So if you get a link from Twitter, you'll be able to read, I think, 5 of those for free.
Yeah, I would just get a couple of friends together and everybody read 20 different articles, copy-paste everything, and got the news.
Well, that would be presuming you think their reporting is really valuable,
yeah,
that you really want it that bad.
It's the New York Times, and it is valuable, and people want it.
Yeah, just have fun making an alternative free New York Times.
But what they are doing is they're opening the door for a newspaper whose reporting is nearly as valuable or just as good to step in and take a piece of their pie.
Take the trophy.
Yeah, and somebody who's willing to do it for free, and...
And so
the LA Times is going to probably let you on their site for free. The mm-hmm. London, it was London
the
Times,
Guardian,
Daily Mail,
Daily
whatever
Mail
it is.
Are both London, yeah.
You know, they could very well do this. Der Spiegel, there's another one. There's all kinds of newspapers out there that would love to have a little bit of a little bit more of New York Times' pie. And
yeah, they'd love to have those extra web, you know, visits coming in and increase their advertising rates or get more cost per million or whatever, cost per mil, I guess it is. It's 1,000 for whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, so TechDirt.com reporting, they're giving you the rundown of how this works. 20 articles per month you get free. And then once you cross that threshold, they'll demand that you sign up for an account at $15 for every 4 weeks. So about $200 a year is what they're asking. Unless you want to get their iPhone app, then you get to pay more. Why you would do that, I'm still, nobody's really quite clear. So this is a very confusing system, but they spent $40 million on developing this system.
I want to point out that they'll probably get some people using the iPhone app and paying more, but that's because some people aren't as web tech savvy.
Yeah, my mom sounds like somebody who would do that. She'd think it was really cool and convenient.
Mm-hmm. But what's going to happen is when you go see your mom and you say, "Mom, this is nuts. Why are you paying this extra money?"
Right.
And then you load up the competing thing. This happens, okay?
Oh, you don't know my mom.
Well, in a lot of cases, this will happen with a lot of people. You'll up their child or whomever will show them the light. They'll be able to get it for free. They'll save $10 a month or whatever it is. And then they're mad at the New York Times. Then they create create animosity within their loyal client base, a client base that's loyal enough to get their app and pay money for it on a monthly basis. You do not want to do that.
So let's talk tech. What about this $40 million system that the New York Times spent 14 months developing and, again, $40 million investing in? I mean, it should be pretty good. It should be pretty bulletproof for $40 million. Well, turns out 4 lines of code takes it out. Here is the story from TechDirt.com. As we continue to explore the New York Times' bizarrely pointless paywall, it comes as no surprise that the wall itself is barely any wall at all. It's not even a fence. It's basically a bunch of fence posts and someone screaming, "Pay no attention to your own eyes, there is a fence here, and you should go around the front and pay at the entrance. Unless someone sent you here, then walk on through." That, of course, is bizarre, and it means most people will never actually see any fence at all. But it gets even more bizarre when you discover that the paywall itself has apparently been written in JavaScript, meaning that when you do hit the wall, the full article that you want to read actually loads in the HTML, meaning your web browser receives the article. It's just being blocked by some script that's asking you to pay up. That means it's even easier to remove than many had predicted. No need to even delete any cookies or any such nonsense. In fact, the link that they give you at TechDirt.com points people to NYT Clean, a 4-line JavaScript bookmarklet. Like, we've got a bookmarklet on our website, which is pretty cool. It makes it so it's easy to submit things to FreeTalkLive.com. It's something that one of our tech gurus wrote up for us, and they did a great job. So somebody wrote up a bookmarklet in JavaScript, 4 lines long, that makes it easy to remove the paywall with literally the click of a button should you actually encounter it, meaning should you go over the 20-article link. Now, when I read that, my first thought was that it certainly sounds like a circumvention device under the DMCA. That's the Copyright Act that the federal government put into place a few years ago. The author is Canadian, so he may be protected for now, since Canada, thankfully, doesn't yet have an anti-circumvention clause that makes any such circumvention tool illegal, though the Canadian government is still apparently considering a law that would add such a clause. Of course, to anyone who understands what's going on, that's ridiculous. 4 simple lines of code to remove a JavaScript pop-up should not be considered a tool for infringement, but it is. Of course, that got me wondering. I tend to use the always excellent NoScript extension when browsing, which turns off JavaScript, except on a few key sites where I specify it should be enabled. If the stories about the New York Times paywall being done in JavaScript are true, then I'll simply never run into it at all, no matter what I do. So here's the question. Have I broken the law by using NoScript? I've used it for years, and it seems pretty ridiculous to claim that now I need to specifically go and whitelist the New York Times website just because they want me just because it wants to hit me with an incredibly porous paywall. But technically, I could see how an argument could be made that merely using NoScript makes me a DMCA violator by circumventing technical protection measures. Does this also mean that NoScript, an incredibly useful tool, has suddenly become a circumvention device overnight because the New York Times program an incredibly stupid paywall in JavaScript? You following all this, Mark?
I think I'm there.
So NoScript is a plug-in for a browser.
For your browser.
That prevents JavaScript from running.
JavaScript, yeah.
And so he's saying...
He's been operating like this for years.
Right, now he's...
And he would never have noticed how the New York Times actually had this paywall if it hadn't have been news.
Right.
So therefore, somehow he's going to be, maybe...
He's a criminal.
Yeah, he's a criminal
without
for doing what he's been doing all along.
Yeah, and I mean, working with a lot of people who have worked with computers, like setting up computers for their grandparents, or their parents, they, you know, go through and they set up all that stuff on there automatically for them so they don't have to deal with the pop-ups and all that stuff because, you know, grandparents especially, you only teach them how to email really or check certain things because it's just beyond them. So you don't want pop-ups coming up. So they're going to be violating the law if they go there.
That's the idea.
And nobody knows.
The pop-ups are you know, terrible for these folks because, for older folks, because... You know, sometimes they'll say things like, your computer's at risk.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff.
There'll be flashing lights,
you
put them in
not
a seizure.
You do not want them to have that.
To be fair to older folks, I think you guys are unfairly generalizing. Many
generalizing.
Of them are
my older folks.
Right. There are some of them that are obviously very in the dark and you know, close to Luddites.
Some younger folks are, too.
Many, many older people are huge fans of the Internet, and this is a much more fun way for them to spend their retirement than sitting and watching television.
But the older folks that are familiar with the Internet and heard what I said, feel good about the fact that they know that most of their peers are having these kind of troubles.
Yeah.
They feel superior.
And when I generalize, I can generalize for all the old people in my family. Nobody
Fair enough. What this really should highlight, according to TechDirt, is the massive problem with automatically outlawing all circumvention and circumvention devices. It leads to particularly dumb situations like this when a clueless newspaper puts an amazingly poorly thought out paywall up in a manner that makes very little sense. So, $40 million. They spent $40 million to develop this paywall.
And this guy was circumventing it without knowing it.
Yeah, it's been defeated by four lines of code. Anyone running anything that kills JavaScript will not even have known that the paywall existed in the first place.
Yeah, I think mine automatically came with that loaded in.
Can't JavaScript crash, too? So if JavaScript crashed on your browser and you didn't reboot it or the browser or whatever, then you'd be able to see the New York Times?
Maybe, I think. I can't say I know exactly how the JavaScript loads within browsers and the environment that that it operates in, theoretically possible.
Larger companies where they have like IT people to work on all the computers because people just use them for basic things, they usually put up firewalls or Java blockers or whatever so that people aren't burdened with that.
We come back with more here in moments. Your calls, of course, we will take them about absolutely anything. Meg, you're going to tell us about something coming up, which is the entry fee.
Mm-hmm.
For the United States. Has it been proposed, or is it actually happening? We'll find out here in moments. Hour number three is next. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.